During the Roman Empire, the Roman government put governors over the territory of Israel. There were 14 governors that Rome placed during its empire. One of the most famous of those governors was a man by the name of Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate actually was the longest ruling of those 14 governors, and he ruled from 26 to 36 AD. That's 10 years. What's interesting is that the account in the Gospel of John, for some time, skeptics laughed at the scriptures because they said there was no historical evidence for Pilate, and then they found inscriptions in Caesarea of him, and those scoffers have since been silenced in regard to Pilate. But in the Gospel of John, we have the account of Jesus on trial before Pilate. If you read the whole account in John 18 and in John 19, you'll find that over and over and over again, Pilate tries to persuade the people and tries to set Jesus free. Pilate knows that Jesus has been falsely accused. He realizes that the Pharisees have turned him over to be judged because they were jealous of his position and they were jealous of his following. He realizes in these conversations, that if you look in the chapters that Pilate has with Jesus, that there's something unique, something overwhelming and special about this Jesus of Nazareth. And I think the climax, you can kind of see Pilate sweat it out, and he's torn between this moral choice that he's faced with. He's torn between condemning an innocent man and pleasing the crowd. He's torn between what he knows is the truth, that Jesus is innocent, and his treasure, the power that he has. But the height of tension occurs in Pilate in John 19, verses 7 and 8. And it says this, "The Jews insisted, 'We have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God.' And when Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid." When the Jews cried out, "He claimed to be God," I believe that Pilate got this holy fear, this fear that this is not an ordinary man. And I think this was heightened even more by his wife, who had a dream and told Pilate not to sentence Jesus. But I think over in the next verses, in verse 19, it says, "Pilate, after he condemns Jesus to be crucified, Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened on the cross, and it read, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.' And many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. And the chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, 'Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews.'" And look at Pilate's response. Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Pilate suppressed the truth. It's clear from the text he did not want to crucify Jesus. But he gave in. He gave in because he took the temporary over the eternal. Catch this. The shouts of the crowd drove him to sin. And not just to sin, but separation from Christ. The fear of losing the world as he knew it, his position, his power, that concerned him more than losing his soul. Now logically, someone would have to be a fool to trade something that's temporary for something eternal. But the waves of the crowd and the voice and the shouts and the pressure drove Pilate to make a foolish choice. In hindsight, we can look at it and say, Pilate only reigned 10 years. Now catch this. Pilate was the longest of the 14 governors and only reigned 10 years. In hindsight, we can say, what foolish choice to trade 10 temporary years for an eternity with Christ. But in the moment, Pilate was pressured by power, pride, pleasure, and the people. And this drove Pilate to perdition. It drove Pilate to make a foolish, damning decision. The verse in Scripture in Matthew that says, "What will a man give in exchange for a soul?" Pilate took the world as he knew it and chose that at the expense of Christ. What temporary things in my life, in your life, what temporary things of this passing world, these temporary years, what are they driving us to do? Are they driving us to make decisions that are foolish, or are they driving us to choose the eternal over the temporary? famous quote from Jim Elliot, who was a martyr as a missionary to Ecuador, and he said this. He said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Those temporary 10 years of Pilate are gone, wasted, lost, and hindsight. I believe if we asked Pilate today, if we were somehow to be able to descend into hell and ask Pilate, I believe he would have the same response of Lazarus in the parable that Jesus tells of Lazarus and the rich young man. He would say, "No, don't be a fool." He would weep and plead with us not to be fools and trade the temporary for the eternal.